Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, be sure to get my email address and send in your prayer requests and your comments. It's always great to hear from you. Did you know that I'm also on iTunes and Podomatic and Google Play and Spotify and YouTube and iHeartRadio and a whole lot of other funny sounding places? So you can listen online on just about any device you carry. And if you go to michaelottministries.blogspot.com, you can subscribe to my blog by entering your email address right there in the little box on top of the page. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy for me to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so much. You know that I love the ones who listen to these words because you gave these words for them. And I'm so thankful to be a part of what you're doing in the world. Father, I pray for each and every person who hears these words, and not only them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. Once again, it's a simple prayer that their lives be heaven on earth and nothing less. Thank you, Father, for your grace abounding to them all. And these things I ask and I thank you for them through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Ready to Reign. As I was praying for each of you today, Father spoke to me and asked me to write down his words and share them with you. Here are his words. He said, "My loved ones, it is time to rejoice and be very glad, for your deliverance is at hand. Remember what my scriptures tell you. All things that are seen were created by things that are not seen. If you only look at what you see with your natural eyes, you will miss what's happening in the eternal realm. I am so excited to see your faces as this change that is coming takes place. This is not just political or economic change I'm speaking of. There is a spiritual awakening coming that will change the world forever. This is how it will unfold. A few of you will awaken to the reality of Christ within you. You will finally understand what this scripture means. He who is in Christ is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things are new. Your Christ mind will gain dominance, and you will think like we think, and act like we act, and do what we do, because you will understand that we are truly one and are not separated at all. My loved ones, yes, there is political, economic, and geographical change coming, but this is not what I want you focused on. What is coming will come from inside you, and more will awaken. You have had what you call revivals throughout history, but this is way beyond that. You were told in Scripture that all of creation is groaning and travailing, looking forward to this day. This will be beyond anything you can ever imagine with your natural mind. Only your Christ mind can understand what is about to happen. So a few will wake up, and then more, and there will be no stopping the change. It's like a caterpillar becoming the butterfly, but a billion times more. All heaven will break loose into the natural realm. All will be able to see into what you call the spirit world, which is not another world. It's just the part you've been blind to. Soon there will be no limit, as my church realizes that you are one with me. Remember, there is one church. That church is in heaven and on earth. There are not two churches. For those who are able to listen and hear these words, soon you will not be limited by any boundary, visible or invisible. My beloved son told you when he said, "No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven." He was aware of being in both places at once, just as you are seated with him in heavenly places. If you remember, you were told in Paul's letters that you were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. The part of you that is eternal came from this realm and descended into the earthly plane when I knit your spirit into your body in your mother's womb. Once your spiritual eyes are opened, you will be able to know as you are known. Soon you will understand there is no distance between the two realms. you're just blind to the one, as a colorblind person is to a color. The color exists, they just can't see it. My loved ones, I tell you these things to change your focus. So many are focused on the political and military battles going on in the physical realm, and this has become a distraction. One day you're happy because your side seems to be advancing, and the next day you're sad because your side lost a battle. All these things are a distraction to keep you lulled to sleep. Yes, political, economic, and other freedom that you could never imagine are all coming, but this is not what you should be focused on. Those with ears to hear need to be praying and listening and putting your plan together for what you will do when you are unleashed with unlimited spirit power flowing through you. Nations need healing. People need healing. The land needs healing. The seas need healing. The air needs healing. And the animals need healing. I put earth and all things on it under your authority. When I said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, I wasn't thinking about Adam. I was thinking of the last Adam and all those who were born in him, those who were born in the kingdom age. You were told that the law and prophets were until John, and since then, the kingdom is preached. But most of my church doesn't realize they're living in the kingdom age. The least who was born since the baptism of my son is greater than John the Baptist, who was the greatest prophet of the old age. The new day you've been waiting for dawned almost 2,000 years ago, but soon all will awaken to a brand new day. I hear some of you ask, so why now? Why not now? I have a plan. My kingdom has been growing and growing, just as my son prophesied. It started out as a little seed, but is taking over the whole world. It is becoming the biggest tree in the garden. The birds of the air, the angels, will live in its branches. They will make themselves at home in your families. You will fellowship with them, just like you do your family. I have a schedule of all things, and now is the time. Put the lies of religion behind you. There is a one world ruler who will rule over all nations. He is my son. Those who expect someone else don't realize that the evil one spoken of in the book you call Revelations already came and went. He ruled the known world at that time, but those days are long past. Sadly, most of my church doesn't realize that book was about the revealing of my son as the lion and the lamb. It contained prophecies of the fall of the ones who persecuted the early church. Many think it's a prophecy about the future, when it is a record of the past. It was written in the prophecy that all things written in it must come to pass quickly, not 2,000 years in the future. What about the churches it was sent to? Why bother sending it to them if it wasn't about them? If you were being persecuted and martyred, and someone sent you a prophecy that said your enemies would not be defeated for at least 2,000 years, would that bring you comfort? Would I tell you to put the earth in order and then let someone else tear it apart? That is ignorance. Some will say the church needs to be powerful and then be taken away so the world will repent. It is written in Scripture that my goodness leads men to repentance. It is not written in Scripture that some secret taking away of the church leads to repentance. Please put away the lies. Isaiah prophesied about my son's kingdom. He said, to its increase and to the increase of peace, there shall be no end. There is coming a day when all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Once again, put away the religious fairy tales and believe the truth. Would I have my son pour out his blood to save the world and then hand the world that he died for back to his enemy? The earth is not headed into tribulation. It is coming out of tribulation. Heaven is invading earth, and it's invading from the inside of you. So, my loved ones, rejoice, because freedom is coming. Soon you will have much more than you've ever wanted, and you won't even care. You will lose all lust for money and fame and wealth, when you taste the Spirit of love poured out over the whole world? Who wants to carry around heavy gold when you can just speak and create whatever you want? When you can experience heaven on earth, you will not want to go back to worldly thinking. When your Christ mind becomes dominant, you will not look for people to rule over, but will search out people you can serve. You will understand what Paul wrote to the Philippians when he said, "Let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus, who didn't think being equal with me robbed me of my glory." He realized that we are one, and he used his power to love and to save the whole world. Soon you will fully understand what this means. So shout, rejoice, dance, do whatever you do when you're ecstatic, for the awakening is at hand. My children, be ready to reign. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you all, and I do pray for each of you personally every day. And thank you for listening, and God bless you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.